Give me strength to trust you, and put the present and future in your hands. Grant this, Christ, our Lord. Holler at our Lord.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Welcome to the Keith and the Girl Comedy Talk Show. Find us on keithandthegirl.com or on iTunes. My pal Adam Brown.
He
went to town.
Got married.
No.
Engaged.
Engaged.
All right, he can still get out of it.
Yeah.
All right.
No date.
There you go. Yeah, we. I was telling people how we had a time watching the football game last weekend. Adam put $25 on it with the bookie. I put $50 on it. And I found myself not being happy enough and rooting for my team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the proper way. You start gambling with points and this and that. You want your team to fumble. You want your team to fuck up sometimes.
Sometimes.
So it equals the proper score for you. And I don't know. It doesn't feel right, and I was not happy.
In general, you shouldn't bet on your own team.
I thought it was weird, though.
It taints it.
I thought it was weird, though, also, that it seems like bookies get it exactly right, including the spread. Meaning, like, they not only know who's going to win, but they know how much they're going to win by.
Oh, did you see Adam at the end of the game? Motherfucking bookies know everything! Now, we ended up pushing it. Steelers won by...
That's the motherfucking bookies know everything part.
So they know...
You broke even.
Right. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
But, Adam's having a time. Like, motherfucker, they know everything. Why do I do this? Fucking math scientists, nerds. Fuck it. I'm glad they got beat up in high school, motherfuckers.
He starts talking about all the different equations that it leads to. You know, this person just broke up with his girlfriend. This guy's having a mess and, you know,
but
with
they really
his children.
Do, I think, that all comes into their equation. This guy's divorced, or Brett Favre has just shown his dick, or whatever, that comes in.
And then funny, tiny dick, we're going to take 4 points for his 4 inches away. And it's something, and Adam's going crazy. And you can't help somebody when
they're
going through a gambling thing. You're like, well, it can be okay. How can it be okay, you dumb motherfucker? Why are we friends? And I'm like, I just think it could be okay. It can't be okay, you're dumb.
Well, I didn't care who won, really.
You were having a time.
Oh, yeah, it's not.
No, I mean, like, like as far as football goes.
So, it's not his team, right?
Right.
It's only $25, but still.
Are you going to gamble again with the bookie on football? You're more a baseball guy. Was that stress exciting to you?
No, baseball's bad, too. A gamble on football's perfect.
Because?
Well, baseball, you never get good odds. That's my cup, sorry.
He saw Keith and I. Keith and I both looked at each other like this motherfucker.
All right, go ahead.
Baseball comes down to pitchers, and so it's always kind of it's you never get good odds on. Plus, I only watch the Yankees, so you're always paying 200 to win 100 or whatever. It's never fun.
Let me say this, by the way. This show is sponsored by www.thelittlelines.com. And I like that. You have to put in www, but now you know where you're going. I'm like, does this go into my TV set, my toaster oven? No, it goes on the World Wide Web. You type in www.thelittlelines.com. The Little Lines is a folk rock group from Canada. Their first independent self-titled EP is now available for download for free on their website. Check out www.thelittlelines.com for music, upcoming shows, and more. And speaking of shows, let me mention this. I'm very excited. This Sunday, because we didn't mention it too much, this Sunday, Keith and the Girl Bingo, and everybody always has a blast. True or false, Hemda?
True.
True story.
That goes against your true or false things, where when you ask true or false, it should always be false, but true. It's a Bowery Poetry
Club. There was a guy.
Yes.
His wife was sick. He couldn't be home in time. Not everybody had a blast, but nobody complains.
It wasn't Bingo's fault.
Right.
6 to 9:30, we have great prizes. You can come to play Bingo or just come to hang out. It's always a blast. And you can find all the information in detail, if what I just said isn't enough, at keithandthegirl.com/events, where you could find who's on the show and everything coming up Keith and the Girl related on our calendar.
And then I do Bingo. We have, it's a lot of fun. I say things that I wouldn't necessarily say on this show, believe it or not.
Yeah. That's kind of fun.
What?
Believe it or not. I feel like nobody hears me because there's not a microphone in front of me, but there is.
There is.
Yeah, I didn't think it through. But it's not being amplified out of that room, except I guess you can watch on the internet, and that is too.
Things such as...
I can't say.
I-17.
And we have people perform each time and all that kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah. This time we have two performances by Adam Matta, M-A-T-T-A. Go to adammatta.com.
Or just show up at Bingo, right?
Yeah, he's really cool. Yeah, beatboxer. Yeah.
Here's a letter, by the way. This is from a lady. Her name is Lil Miss Sunshine. And she writes, I'm female, 22 years old. I give a substantial shit about this email. I like knowing if you care. And she is only somewhat sober at the moment of writing this letter. Basically, I just wanted to say you guys rock. I'm currently in an abusive relationship and just had a baby 2 months ago.
Oh, my God.
Just want to let you know, before I move on, I'm currently... Well, here, Keith likes to know what the deal is with everything. I'm a female, abusive relationship, a little sober, just had a baby 2 months ago. I have been through a lot in my life, as far as my dad abusing me and mom abandoning me as a child. You know what they say?
They it's a say, cycle.
It's a, well, it's not
always
even
always bang your daddy.
Always bang your daddy. They do say that. I don't mean like it's a cycle. Like she's not doing the abusing. She found somebody just like her dad and found comfort in that.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's going to abandon that baby that's growing in her belly right now.
If it wasn't...
Well, no, she just gave birth 2 months ago.
Oh, she's already out the door.
If it wasn't for you and Hemda, I wouldn't make it through most days. You guys are hilarious, and if I could donate, I would, but we are being kicked out of where we live soon and might end up in a shelter.
Oh my God, see, now I feel like an enabler. Do you know what I mean? Like, if it, we're not letting you hit bottom to get away from this guy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
See, like, what's your minimum recurring donation?
$5.
Per?
Month.
She can't scrape together $5.
That would anger me, too. I understand why he's angry, this husband of his. Hemda's voice is beautiful, and your comedy is great. Fuck all the assholes who say differently. Who the fuck is saying differently? Who are all these people she's running into saying my comedy's not good and her singing isn't good? I don't like these people. Get away from these friends of yours talking about me shitty all the time. You guys touch so many lives, helping people such as me and others make it through hard times. Anyway, thanks for the hard work and all the laughter you bring to us miserable folks barely making a buy. It's another theory I have. If you have a internet name and you're a girl and has angry in front of your name or upset.
What about sassy?
Or FTW. Ooh. I don't know about sassy. But
FTW.
But things that fuck the world. Things that show that you're upset. You are minimal, bisexual, probably a lesbian. And probably a hardcore lesbian.
Or you're just getting beat.
That's my theory. She doesn't have anger or anything. No. She has Lil Miss Sunshine. Also, if you're a little too happy.
Yeah.
Now, I study this. People
laugh at me. Is she being ironic?
Is she being ironic?
Does she know she is?
I don't know. Also, I tell everyone about this podcast and sing its praises. Thanks again. And tell Hemda that American Idol are morons for not taking her.
Oh, that's sweet.
Love you guys, including Patrice and Brolo, and Ben Lerman, who plays ukulele. Adam Brown, I don't have any thoughts about him.
I want to hear who she's telling your show about, too. Who's she hanging out with? She's getting whooped, and
instead
she's
of telling-
just a broken-down woman. And she's like telling fucking who.
Right.
Instead of telling people that she's getting beat, she tells them about us.
Yeah. This week, do you.
She's doing the half laugh, half cry.
Right.
Oh,
like, ah, you guys, everything's great.
I'm not sure how I feel.
You should listen to the show. It's awesome.
Oh my God.
Get over here!
I gotta go. I'll see you later.
We're done talking anyway. Okay, bye. I don't know how I feel about Kevin Smith either. Okay, gotta go. I'm 2 minutes past dinner time. Kevin Smith wasn't that important. There's a story about it. Yeah, I don't know. What do you say to that? You know, get the fuck out. Get the fuck out.
It's
or at
not
least
happen.
Throw the baby in a church and run.
Yeah, do you know? That.
Bounce it off the side of a church and get the fuck out of there.
Adam's right. Adam's right.
I don't know about the bouncing part, but okay.
He doesn't mean per se.
Oh.
Straight through the stained glass windows and run.
It has a better chance. You gotta get out. Is it me? Am I saying people should get out of Iran? It's a shithole. And people go, it's not that easy. Make a raft out of coconuts. Get the fuck out of Iran.
Toothpicks and Band-Aids. That's all you need.
Yeah, and get the fuck out of your relationship. Get on a Greyhound bus. You don't need a ticket. They don't check anything, these Greyhound buses. Get on a Greyhound bus and go wherever.
Yeah, but as a parent, you can no longer leave as quickly.
Yeah,
she just added an extra element.
You get into
take, take a midnight train going anywhere.
Take a midnight train going anywhere. Get off the train.
Don't stop believing.
You're in one of these bumfuck towns. They don't care if you take your kid into a bar. You take your kid into a bar. And you go, I'm DTF. Who's got a house? Worst case scenario, you fuck a guy that beats you. Okay, now you got to see some scenery. Get on a Greyhound bus. Next town. I want you in more towns than the Hulk goes to until you get this shit figured out.
Just drop that calf off somewhere, you know?
Yeah. Give it to a nunnery and explore the world. You always wanted to. But you know life. You get stuck with an abusive husband, next thing you know.
Come down to Brooklyn. I'll give you a slap.
Adam will slap you around. He'll do it in a not nice way. He don't give a shit.
He'll slap your teeth.
You just gotta sign something.
Throw up.
Yeah.
He'll slap your teeth right down your throat.
He'll do that. I lived with the guy. He will do that. I won't say how I know. I won't tell them, Adam. But he will do that. He's willing to throw you a beating two times without asking. Second one's on him.
Come on.
Huh? Just get out. Get on a bus and go. That's not so crazy. They got shelters. I'm not saying a shelter is the fucking princess castle. But they got shelters. They'll take you in a second. You got a baby? That's like showing up to AA drunk. Right. They put you right in front.
I'm guessing this too. Majority of your listeners are probably of the Caucasian persuasion.
Possibly.
That baby's worth a lot of money.
Okay. Worst case scenario, the baby's in a, you know, some kind of relationship that's not up to par.
Hello.
Then you're even Steven. And now you don't got no baby. I don't get it. What is so beautiful about him? Send me a picture of your baby. Maybe I'm wrong.
Just
I'm
like
not seeing
daddy.
That.
The baby's probably kicking her in the face.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're getting hit from the inside, kicked from the outside. I don't know. Unless you got the next Gerber baby. Who gives a shit? And lost today, you can always come back and pick it up. It doesn't even matter what you sign. You were under distress. I got three babies waiting for me. I'll get them when I'm ready. You can do that now. 2010. It don't matter. You go, hey, I'm ready. That's not fair. No, it's not. Bye. He's ready to work. I'm ready to take him back. Bye. This is America.
It's America.
All right. Here's the thing about being in America.
You're in America.
I thought she was in Iran. What happened?
No.
Oh.
No, you would think that.
Oh, I say get out of Iran.
I'm equating it.
Okay.
That's the perfect analogy, but I see it's so perfect, I see why it confuses you.
Same difference. Drop the baby and run.
Right. Get out of there. Just get out of there. You can't take a raft from America to anywhere, so get your shit in order. This is your home, USA.
Get some rollerblades or something.
Right.
You don't even need a boat.
Yeah. I was watching the movie The Road. They have it easier. No excuse. He walks around with the fucking baby the whole time. Kills people. Kills cannibals. I'm supposed to feel bad for this girl. Get the fuck out! Gotta go, Keith. My husband's beating me. Get out! You would not understand. When you're with a family, Keith, everything changes. Marriage changes everything.
But it's my baby's father.
Right. I bled a dick in me.
But he left it in.
Right. He put it in.
He left it in.
Right, he left it in. He quit. And now I have a baby. Okay. Okay. I just saw that movie, The Road, today.
Oh, God.
This one did it in the belly, not on the belly.
Right. You told me you wouldn't come inside me. Right. I'll take eggs. I don't know, fill out some paperwork. Maybe we get $50 a week or something. I don't know what to
do. I also told you I wouldn't slap the shit out of you.
That's right. Well, guess what? You're dating a liar.
Or are you?
This letter started with how we make her life better.
Right. We make her laugh. I'm laughing. Put on that. You know, and does he know about this show? And does he go, hey, baby, Put on the headphones.
We just got her the beating of her life.
Yeah. Now, I saw that movie, The Road. It's a from a Pulitzer Prize winning book. Should have done it right there. Yawners.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Never heard of The Road?
No.
On the Road?
No, On the Road. You heard of it?
Jack Kerouac?
No. It's called The Road. And it's a post-apocalyptic movie.
Yes. Sounds like it's a winner for you, Keith.
Is this the one with...
Viggo Mortensen.
Oh, okay. No. Not so much.
And he's got this kid.
I love post-apocalyptic movies, though. Those are my favorite. I'm serious.
Like Mad Max, for example, is post-apocalyptic. Max is great.
There's the one with what's the guy? Who's the Don Johnson with a talking dog?
A talking dog?
Fuck yeah!
Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man? Because I thought he was a talking dog.
No.
Then I realized it was Mickey Rourke. So The Road, it's just everything's nice. Everything's pretty. Nice little family. Dad, mom, kid. Boom! Apocalypse comes. How do you know that? The dad looks out the window and is like, fuck.
Jeez.
Next thing you know, cut to in the future. The wife isn't around and the dad and the kid are walking the earth. You never learn the whole movie what the apocalypse looked like happening or how it happened. That's not important. Here's what I'm afraid of now.
Well, this is post-apocalyptic.
Okay, right.
You know.
Not apocalyptic.
Right. Into post.
They made a vow to never speak of it again.
Right. They didn't. So they show me like, oh, fuck, it's coming. It sounds like fire was involved. That's all I know. And also wiped out animals.
Was the earth scorched?
The earth was very scorched. Trees are falling over. But I don't know. It seems like I should be able to see that part. But I don't get to see that part. And here's what I'm afraid of. Do you remember... Let's see. Kenda went through my book. She gave me some editing suggestions. Very helpful.
They should call it 2013.
Yeah.
Please, he's talking something nice about me. Yes, Keith.
And then a couple other people, they would read it and be like, okay, well, you said something about living in this apartment, but weren't you still in the Army? How did you get from the Army to living in this apartment? And I think listening to these suggestions, like, oh, yeah, I see what you mean. I think that just ruins my Pulitzer Prize. I'm not supposed to tell you how I got somewhere. You think about it. Then there was an apocalypse, and I lived back with my parents. Well, what does that mean? I don't have to tell you. That's art I did.
It's a new way of writing.
Yeah, not writing. A lot of walking the fucking earth. Oh, they come across a cannibal. They got away. More walking. Here's another one. Oh, they got away.
I gotta tell you, the feedback's on your side today. A lot of it was the worst, it was depressing. My Sweaty Balls, for example, saying apparently, excuse me, after the...
You say that without blinking. That's funny.
After the apocalypse, kids become whiny bitches. No, Papa, no, Papa. I just wanted the cannibals to eat that little shit.
They come around to this a place with all the food in the world, and they go, all right, we're gonna clean ourselves up, eat, you know, this and that. Okay, we gotta go now, I'm hearing noise outside. Kids like, why? Why? 7 times I saved you from people trying to eat us. Why? What? Why now? Because I don't want it good. You teenage brat.
Oh, it's a teenager?
8, 9, I don't know.
Oh, Keith.
I told you, I gave 3 kids up. I don't know about kids.
Ethan wants to know if you want to be the Picasso of books. You don't want to be an artist.
No, I don't. And that's what's stopping me from winning these Pulitzer Prizes. I explain things. But, I don't know, it's just, so don't listen if you don't want to know, but it's one of these non-endings. Okay, we got to make our way south to the ocean. Why? I don't know. So they get to the ocean, like, I guess I'll die here. Dad dies, because, you know, it's tough road.
Spoiler alert.
And then the kid's like, oh, fuck, I'm by myself now. And what was the point of even coming here in the first place? Family comes up to them. Hey, I'll take you in. Don't worry. We've been following you. Son goes, okay.
You waited till now.
The end. Right. You waited till now. A, why didn't you help the dad?
We could have all worked together.
Right. We could have worked together. I mean, it's a whole family, dog and everything. A dog could have ate one of these fucking bad people.
Was there a chick?
Yeah. A chick made it. A wife. A wife, a daughter, a son, and a dad. Wow. Whole family and a dog. Whole family. Yeah, we were following you. You can come with us. Okay.
Were they concerned, like, we're following you until we know that you're a decent human being?
Whoa. Easy. You want information? Easy. Ridiculous. And so that's it. Okay. So now he's with the boy that you got to know. Is with the family. The end. On this apocalyptic world. With no way out. And eventually they, too, of course, will die. There's your movie. There's your movie. Gold star. No. No.
Gold star revoked.
Gold star revoked. No, thank you.
Something dumb is rewriting your book. Would you like to hear it?
Sure.
Keith was in the army. Mm-hmm. One thing led to another, and he's a podcast host. The end. Hand that man a Pulitzer.
Long story short, you could do a show in your own house, too, if you want to. Yeah. The end.
You have to really want to.
The book's called How It's Done, Exactly How I Did It, by Keith Malley. Eh, met the right people, did the right stuff, had a little bit of talent, I guess. The end. And a bunch of pictures of tits.
Not even nice ones.
No. Kendra's watching, of course, we were saying this the other day.
Gilmore Girls.
How are you liking it? Lorelai!
You know, I really love the show.
Lorelai!
I fucking hate Lorelai.
That's the main sister, right? That's the mom.
It's the mom. And I don't understand how any man can date her. She annoys the ever-living... She even picks up the phone. She has the answering machine messages that are annoying. Hey, we're out. Get over it. We have a life. You know, that right. kind of thing. Stop it.
It's a little too hip for you, is that what you mean?
It's not hip. It's childish. It's a 12-year-old language. You know, it's constantly, you know, over talking. It's like, how are you? Well, if I would have been okay if I had that muffin this morning. You know how Doug does. Who's Doug? Oh, it's a long story. I wasn't there for that story, and you're not even including. Why? We have so many inside jokes. Just forget it.
I don't know. Whatever. Just check my Twitter.
Well, you know what? I would see some of this Gilmore Girls by accident because Kendra's watching it. And I got to ask, between the mom and the daughter, who's raising who? Who's raising who? They're both named Lorelai. How ridiculous.
And which beaver meat do I want to pound out?
I can't figure out.
I don't even know.
I can't figure out. Hey, today's Friday, though, so they, of course, had family dinner, right? They have it every Friday, 7, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Who's, what?
The family.
You weren't there, Adam, please.
The Gilmore
family.
We're
being sassy.
The Gilmore family gets together, and they...
The mom and the daughter.
The mom and the daughter, and their parents, and they always fight. So, of course, you would keep that tradition going.
Oh, no, but Keith, there's a reason. Okay, So Rory, who's Lorelai's daughter... Got accepted into this high school that could get her into Harvard, but the mom can't pay for it. The grandparents are rich, so the grandparents give the money, but in return, you have to go to Friday night dinner every Friday at 7.
And get harassed. You know how parents do.
Yeah.
And you have to spend private time with grandpa upstairs.
Here's the thing. I don't know if a lot of people know this, you fucking creeps, that the grandma...
What season's that? I'm sorry. What season's that?
The grandma is the mother from Dirty Dancing. Huh?
I'm in.
What? The mother from Dirty Dancing?
I'm not talking to you guys.
That's Jennifer Grey, or it's not. You know
no,
what I mean?
It's Jennifer Grey's mom in Dirty Dancing.
Oh, it's Uggo's mom. Great.
All Uggo. Rachel Batchel saying, I thought it was funny that Hemda said that Jess on Gilmore Girls looked like Sylvester Stallone because the actor who played Jess also played Sylvester's son in the latest Rocky movie.
I remember that, and I remember asking Keith, is that really his son in real life? Because they both talk out of the side of their mouth like they both had the same accident on their mouth or something.
I think it is, because Sylvester Stallone really seems like somebody that put his own son in it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think I looked it up, I think I asked you this before, and I think I looked it up, and I don't think that's true.
We'll find out in a minute.
But he totally talks like him, like, kind of doofy, like, I don't know, you know?
Right. Another guy, by the way, killed himself over the internet.
Speaking of which, hi.
Yeah. On Ustream. What do you mean?
Where did we get that from?
Gilmore Girls makes me want to kill myself.
Okay. I'm sorry, I forgot that we're being artistic and skipping things.
A 24-year-old man committed suicide live on the internet. This was in Japan. Some online chat forum users egged on the man after he posted that he was considering suicide. Well, of course. What would you expect? Yeah. You know, it's like somebody would go on the Keith and the Girl forums and be like, my dog died. Fuck you, you die. It's like, what did I expect? I don't know. What did you?
I imagine that laws are going to come up, you know, how you can't just watch a rape. You probably can't, you know, encourage someone to kill themselves. Right. I imagine that there's going to be a law soon about that. I'm surprised there isn't already.
But in all fairness, though, this isn't a specific example where a guy says, my dog's going to die, and people are saying, fuck you, you die, who gives a shit? But this is also like a ball buster. Like, it's one of those people that go, I know I was an asshole in the past, but can you be sensitive now? My dog's dying. And then, no, there is no sensitivity on this WWW. I'll tell you that much. Online chat forum users egged on the man after he posted that he was considering suicide, local media reported. Some chatters urged him not to, while others said he was lying. The man started live streaming his own hanging. The suicide was reported to police in the northern Japanese city of Sendai about 6:30 a.m. Tuesday, said the vice chief of the Sendai North Police. Officers found the man at his home after he had hanged himself. They determined his address with help from the internet chat sites. Police released no further information, citing privacy protections in cases of suicide. An image has been floating around cyberspace, in other words, the WWW, showing a person hanging from what looks like a fabric belt looped across a horizontal pole or a rod. The streaming service Ustream said the image was not doctored and that it shows the man who killed himself.
Wow, it's such balls to hang yourself.
Whatever happened to no comment?
Yeah. Well, he must have been up there for a while, right? Because he can't, like, turn off the feet after...
He does it with his foot.
You know? On his way down.
The Ustream removed the image after users flagged it, said spokesman Fumihara Ito. The company planned to beef up monitoring of user content following the suicide, Ito said.
You're so annoying. Newsy saying, shouldn't there be, like, keywords on Ustream? Like, if someone says, kill myself, and then someone monitors and shut it off. But how about, you know, somebody like Brother Love, every other word is, I don't know, kill myself.
His whole computer shuts down. God damn it! Come on, it's an expression. I'd be dead by now if I meant it.
Yeah, or you could say, you know, I thought of killing myself, or, Jesus Christ, it's like killing yourself. You know, I don't, it sort of became a thing.
I'm being told, by the way, that that dude was not related to Sylvester Stallone. And also, getting back to The Road, it had a budget of $20 million, which I guess isn't a lot. Filming began in the Pittsburgh metropolitan area in late February 2008 for 8 weeks, moved to northwestern Pennsylvania, Louisiana, and Oregon. So they pick, this is weird to me. This reminds me of Survivor a little bit, when they have Survivor, Nicaragua. It's like, I wonder if people live there, though.
Yeah.
It's like, we survived this place. Yeah, we live here. You fucking assholes. So it's funny, like, you're watching this and you go, yeah, I lived there, and they didn't have to do nothing to the place.
Yeah. Yeah.
They took some leaves.
Like Arizona or something, post-apocalypse.
Right. They shot in real locations, saying they didn't want to go CGI. Pennsylvania, where most of the filming took place, was chosen for its tax breaks and its abundance of locations that looked abandoned or decayed. Coal fields, dunes, and rundown parts of Pittsburgh.
They should have gone to Detroit.
I guess that's what they do with tax breaks, right? But what if there were more laws that encouraged people? I don't know if the word's laws, but encouraged people to branch out. Not another business. And I love the excitement of it. Don't get me wrong. So I didn't think this through. But not another business in New York City. It's not allowed. You have to put it further out in Jersey. You have to start building in Pennsylvania. A lot of waste. You look at The Road, the movie. These are real places. You know, I don't know. Like, you have to build in Detroit, but I'll give you a huge tax break.
I think there are those things, though.
I guess so.
I think there are those laws.
But it's amazing. You watch this movie, it's like, these are real places. They didn't do much.
Well, look at where you grew up, you know?
They're saying they did things in parts of Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not that big, but they found abandoned places.
What about, remember the movie with Jim Carrey, where good morning, good evening, and good night, if I don't see you, you know, whatever.
I went on vacation there.
Did you?
Seaside, Florida.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
See,
it was awesome. It was just like that.
Are people like that?
Those guys were really...
No, they're a bunch of fucking hicks, but...
Those guys were really upset, like, you're making our neighborhood, you know...
Seem nice.
Well, no, like this cookie cutter weirdo.
Yeah,
you know.
Meanwhile, we're redneck hick pieces of shit from Florida.
Is that true? Because it looks like such a nice neighborhood.
It's Florida.
Did you specific? Why? Who vacations there? What kind of vacation?
We went
this?
There because Young went there when she was growing up, and remembered it being nice. And we went and it was nice. It was fun, but the locals are fucking.
But are they getting more traffic now because of that movie?
Probably.
Like, I gotta see this place?
Probably. We went there the week after Katrina. And so it was getting flooded with people from Louisiana. They didn't know where to go. They were like, our house, everything we own just got destroyed.
So and you're vacationing.
To go on vacation.
Oh my god.
Well, why not?
Well, yeah, it's like, what the fuck? Where are you gonna go? Someplace pretty.
Filming for the movie was a lot of it was done in an amusement park after one of the park's buildings was destroyed by a fire. So that's the good news. Like, perfect. Perfect. We'll go there. The beaches were in Erie, Pennsylvania. They used Pittsburgh as a practical location. Quote, it's a beautiful place in fall with the colors changing, but in winter, it can be very bleak. So let me say, I'm not shitting on your town. Just say, it's gorgeous. But we get lucky in winter. It looks like a fucking shithole. There are city blocks that are abandoned. The woods can be brutal. So perfect for a movie. Sorry if you live there. Oh, Wells. Dane Cook has a greatest hit CD, Adam. So don't worry. The balls on this guy. You know what the first track of his new CD is? It's a greatest hit CD. The first track, now he did this deliberately, you have to, is Struck by a Vehicle, one of the three bits that he stole from Louis C.K. Now, what is... Now, you can't say that's accidental. Whether... Let's say... I mean, even... And there's no confusion. He's a thief and there's no confusion to me. But even if he didn't steal it, even if he didn't just say... He's deliberately putting up front, like, I didn't fuck you, or, okay, I did fuck you.
Do you think that because of the controversy, he should have just let it go?
I know he stole it. Yes, take it off the fucking CDs.
Well, the thing is, he's getting away with it. Louis C.K. isn't saying anything. Nobody's coming up, really. I mean, people are talking about it, but he's not getting any... And he's not even getting a slap on the wrist, really.
But you want to talk about his double middle fingers. This is what he's doing. Track number one is what you guys proved I stole. Fuck you. Yeah. He gives out the middle fingers. It's not cute.
I do think he just doesn't give a shit. I saw him, he was doing a morning show interview or something, and he looks way different now. He's like fucking, I don't know, he looked like, who do you remind me of? Like Rocco DiSpirito, like... You used to look like a normal guy, and then you got, like, something happened, and now you're a fucking plastic-faced, weird dude. I don't know. He looked like LA'd out or something, right. You know?
Rocco
Rocco DiSpirito. Remember that? He had a cooking show. It's called Family Something. It's about family all working together.
And he started off looking like a kind of normal dude, right. And you could tell he just, like, came out one year. It's like, whoa! Like, who the fuck?
I know, like, also on this greatest hit CD is a track called My Son Optimus Prime. And, you know, it's also from a Louis C.K. Track. And he's saying, you can name your kid anything. Like, brr-a-doo. And then Louis C.K. is brr-a-doo. And then...
Well, he came up with a different sound.
Right. So yeah. Barely, quite frankly.
Beep
barely.
Beep boop.
right. That's mine now. So he Dane Cook, and he goes, well, in my defense... That's Steve Martin did that joke long ago. I'm like, who told you that that's a defense that you're going to go with that? His hero, Dane Cook, does not quit saying, is Steve Martin. Steve Martin only has like three CDs. Dane Cook heard him over and over again. So, okay, pick who you stole from.
Oh my God, he is picking. That's
like,
so weird.
It's like when I was a kid and my mom would say, okay, are you lying now or are you lying then? There's no way to win. Okay, pick one, asshole. Now, which one did you steal from? Amazing. What a shithead. And I do not have to hear the CD, if anybody's wondering.
Really?
Even though it has a new track or two in it.
Ooh.
Right, because I already heard it when Bill Cosby did it.
Oh!
Oh! Guns N' Roses.
You should start stealing from him.
Steal from Dane Cook. I'm working on this speak and spell bit.
Do a cartwheel.
Yeah, we all have a speak and spell, right? And then I'll do a cartwheel.
You can see that on April 15th.
Yeah. Speak and spell was like saying when you were a kid, right? And then I'll do a handstand. Fucking douche.
More like Dane Mensa Fanook.
Yeah. What the fuck? I thought he'd say Dane Crook.
No, okay.
Ah!
Why didn't you think of that, huh?
Guns N' Roses say they're going to have a new album. This, of course, is Axl Rose and his new douchebag friends. They have confirmed plans to record a new album, but they say it won't take as long as the much-delayed Chinese Democracy, which took so long. Bands called their album Chinese Democracy as a joke.
Whoa.
The band left fans waiting more than a decade for their release, which finally hit stores in 2008, which I thought was pretty good, but because they made such a big deal out of it, you ended up hearing it being like, all right, I don't get the fucking wait. A full 15 years after work began on the long gestating record.
Why, Adam?
What are you doing, Adam Brown?
Why?
Did you not get attention because I'm talking about Guns N' Roses? Adam Brown, Guns N' Roses.
What's going on?
What are you doing? He's purposely trying to freak us out.
No, my chair is fucking creaking on me.
Grab that other chair.
Piece of shit.
You're an adult. What could you do?
I could sit perfectly still and not move at all, and I'm not allowed to touch the table.
Now you got it. Now you got it.
There's Jesus another chair Christ. On your left if you want to switch.
The band left fans waiting over 15 years. Frontman Axl Rose is rumored to have spent $13 million putting together that album.
Wow.
If this is true, it makes it the most expensive record of all time.
How the fuck do you do $13 million?
Yeah, what are you spending it on?
He's known for
studio time.
With very
and
expensive.
What else?
Well, with very expensive musicians.
You know, I don't know what takes so much money, but Voodoo Lulu put together my first stand-up CD. She was in the studio when Axl Rose is working on...
Democracy? Chinese
no,
Democracy.
No, you're laughing, but I'm being serious.
Oh.
What's their first CD?
Oh.
Spaghetti?
No, Appetite for Destruction.
Appetite for Destruction. Mm-hmm. And just said, yeah, he was meticulous and fucked with every single note. Now, I don't understand what takes more money. Maybe just being in the studio that long?
Yeah,
it has to be studio. Does it work like that? Is he paying his band members like their employees the whole time?
Well, it's not always just the band, right? I mean, he's worked with like string quartets, not quartets, right. You know, a whole, what do you call those? You know, backing that can have like 50 people sometimes. Also, you know, I've worked in a studio where literally like you're in... nothing, you know, and you have to walk through where you're singing to go to the bathroom. That's like a very cheap studio. There are studios that are $35 an hour. There are studios that are $10,000 or more a day, you know. I've been in this one studio, you could tell how expensive it is because they have a couple people just standing there. So if you go, oh, I need some tea, there's tea in your hand, you know, in the next minute. Right. And not only do you have an engineer there, you have somebody helping that engineer, you have an assistant for the engineer, you have people just doing sound. It's just all these people and the fancified board, and there's a lot of different kinds of, you know, just like anything else. You know?
I mean, take 15 into 13, you got less than $1 million a year on this album. So, okay. Guitarist DJ Ashba. Okay. Remember Slash? He's not there anymore. It's DJ Ashba. He has now revealed they are heading back to the studio to record a follow-up, but he's adamant fans won't have to wait as long for the next project. Just shut up!
You didn't even start, and you're
we promise,
saying,
and it's going to be better.
He tells
a lot.
He says, we're talking about the new album right now. A new album. End the conversation.
It's not me and you. I'm talking to you about it.
Right now. We've been throwing around a bunch of ideas, and it should be good. We have an idea. Take me down to Fantastic City.
I like that they say, by the way, we're thinking about it, and it should be good.
Yeah. We've got a lot of good stuff on the plate coming out. It won't take as long to make as Chinese Democracy, I promise. I'm excited to get this next one rolling. Axel has a lot of good shit up his sleeve, so I'm really excited about it. Oh, my God. You know what? This guy, Axel, you could tell more and more as the career went. He's more into that Broadway sound, the string sound, like you're saying. And it's been happening more and more. And the Chinese Democracy is like you're watching a Broadway show almost. A lot of these songs. It's a real production. Very, very produced.
Didn't his band got really pissed at it, or was that Metallica? You know, because both of those bands started as just pure fucking rock, and right. You know, let's
a lot
plug
of bands.
In.
Like, and, you think so?
Yeah, I know. It, like Radiohead came out with like the Bends, that was like just guitar and screaming and shit. And then by the end, you know, it's like, I mean, well, right. they went back to it, but they were doing, you know, techno shit.
But you can,
in between.
But you
know,
can also tell, like, you hear this
last... I didn't mind.
You hear this last album, though. You know this is Axl's vision. This is everything he wanted to do. And you know, I mean, you can agree, it's now Axl's way or it's the highway.
Well, yeah, it's not Guns N' Roses.
Right. I saw this on Amazon.com, and it's since been taken down, but it started with this news article from Anderson Cooper. Did this thing on CNN. Talking about a book on Amazon. You wouldn't know about it. You wonder sometimes, like, should they have done a report on it? Nobody would know about it. But anyway, it's a pedophile guide. And you're able to buy it on Amazon. This is Anderson Cooper talking about it. He's not pleased. He's a little disgusted.
When's he ever pleased? I don't know that he's paid to be pleased about things.
He sat down and had a...
Anderson Pooper is more like
it. Okay.
Party Pooper.
Okay, thanks for clearing that up. It sounded homophobic. for a second.
Pooper popper.
All right, here we go. It's not working. All right, Adam Brown will play the role of Anderson Cooper.
I am not. Yeah, I'm with the kitty touching, but I do like some dick.
Well, nobody signed this guy, right, who wrote the book. It's not, right. It's self-published, right? I mean, that's
as an employee
of Kyocera.
Yeah.
All right. That's a,
that sounds so much like Anderson Cooper.
That's Anderson Cooper.
He's finally becoming himself. He's coming into his own.
I read about this book, though. Or actually, I went to the site before they took it down, and it was fucking hilarious. It's like, the description... Right. It's just sick. Like the author, he refers to them not as pedophiles, but as pedosexuals.
What?
Okay, here it is.
So it's like, what's, it's like you don't have a choice. It's like you're a homosexual or you're heterosexual or you're a pedosexual.
He's saying
so, that's just what you're into. Right. You know? And he's not saying you're born that way. You want to fuck kids, and here's how you get away with it. Or well, here's how you deal with it, and here's how to not get in as much trouble if you do get caught.
Oh, wow. That's like, you know, not helping the homosexual community because people already think, you know, that's
right.
The deviant thing. And now.
And he's not saying pedophilia or being, what do you, I'm sure there's a moment, being a pediatric. I'm sure, you know, he's not saying it's a disease. It's just a different thing that you happen to be.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse. All right.
CNN weeknights, 10 Eastern.
Last night, we told you about a book being sold by Amazon.com, A Guide for Pedophiles. It's a disgusting self-published ebook that Amazon had been offering since late October. Now, around the time our broadcast was done last night, we checked, and Amazon had suddenly pulled the book from their website. We thought, okay, the story is over. But then today, we started looking closer at what else Amazon.com is selling. We were amazed at what we found. We're going to tell you about that in a second. First, this is the book that we told you about last night. It's called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct. It's hard to even say all these words. It's written by a man named Philip Greaves, and on Amazon, he described it this way. The misspellings, by the way, are his. Quote, "This is my attempt to make pedophile situations safer for those juveniles that find themselves involved in them by establishing certain rules for these adults to follow. I hope to achieve this by appealing to the better nature of pedosexuals, with hope that their doing so will result in less hatred and perhaps lighter, spelled wrong, sentences should they ever be caught." I read the book, and it's incredibly disturbing. Mr. Greaves gives advice to pedophiles about what kind of touching and kissing and fondling of children is legal, how far they can go without getting arrested. He also tells pedophiles that if they're disease-free, they don't have to use a condom with a child.
Oh my God.
And Mr. Greaves was clearly thrilled to be in business with Amazon.com and wants his book to not only help pedophiles, but also change people's attitudes about them. Take a look.
Every time you see them on television, they're either murderers, rapists, or kidnappers.
Let me tell you, by the way.
How else do you get a kid without, like, sort of in one way or another kidnapping them, even if it's just for the afternoon?
This guy looks like you would think, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And you've seen this guy, Adam?
I did. I saw
He looks like
interview.
You would think. And this is good news. God gives us clues.
Oh, goodness.
This is a warning. And you saw it when you saw him. Thank you, Jesus.
Attractive and, people, you know, don't do bad things.
Right.
It's not an accurate presentation of the that particular sexuality.
Now, plenty of people had complained to Amazon.com. Plenty of customers sent them angry emails for days, for weeks, saying they shouldn't sell this book. But for days, Amazon refused to budge. They said they don't believe in censorship. They clearly changed their mind last night, and as we said, the company removed that book from its website. But this morning, we discovered that Amazon.com was still selling another pro-pedophilia book by that same guy, Philip Greaves. It's called Our Gardens
advice.
Of Flesh, From the Seeds of Lust to the Harvest of Love. Harvest is spelled wrong. Clearly, he's not a great speller, among many other things. The book...
It's not the spelling that's bothering me.
Burn!
I just, you know, we started working with a self-publishing thing. Keith's book is not self-published. We are actually just doing it completely ourselves.
Right.
And you do get an editor in these self-publishing things. So I'm wondering if they skipped on the editor for this guy because they're like, fuck you. Yeah, just give us our money. We'll push it out. You know, it doesn't matter.
They probably changed it to like,
yeah,
stuff,
make
you
a mistake. Like, you assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
They made him look like an idiot.
Has similar content as the other book. And in fact, some of it is exactly the same content as his guide for pedophiles.
Well, in all fairness, what could be new?
He's doubling up, though. Come on.
Now his next third book's going to be a greatest hits.
Who's going to complain about it?
How to really get away with it.
It even has a section called consensual pedophilia. Now, all day long, we tried to contact Amazon.com and tell them about this other book. We thought, look, maybe they didn't know about it.
Okay, good luck. I still can't send back a CD that came scratched.
But they refused to take our calls, and they refused to call us back. And it turns out Mr. Graves isn't the only author selling pro-pedophilia-related books on Amazon.com. There's also a book we found called Understanding Loved Boys and Boy Lovers by somebody named David Regal. Now, I haven't read this one, but it describes itself as containing stories of adults who loved boys, arguing that these interactions can actually be good for the children. They also sell another book by the same guy, a guy named David Regal, and that one's entitled We Were Not Abused! Exclamation mark. It also claims that adults having a...
So when we're saying about it being a pattern, he wants to be clear. It's not a pattern.
No.
I'm into it on my own.
Can I say, though, this is...
A list still, you're writing down, right?
No, it's still gross, but it is different than the guy who's writing about getting away with it. You know,
right.
Like the last book that he just said is from, you know, a child's perspective, I guess, after they grew up. And that's just, you know, something that's like, okay, in my mind, here's how it happens. This is the story of me.
But it's still pretty sick.
It's very sick.
Do they do that thing where, like, if you wanted to buy this, you'd probably like this and this. And we'll give you $5 off if you buy the 3-pack.
And then like, you know, authors are like, please don't pick me, please don't pick me.
Right.
You know, because if your book is under the, if you like this section, you know, you wouldn't like, I wouldn't like, you know, our book, What Do We Do Now? You know, hey, pedophilia, what do we do now?
Well, I'm looking.
If you
I'm
like this, you're like, how do we do now? What do we do now? And a pack of condoms.
Well, I'm looking. I see. I order in my cart a child lover's code of conduct. It says, if you like, then you will also like, I Was Not Abused and Dane Cook's Greatest Hits.
Sexual experience with a child can be good for the child. Quote, children exposed to premature sexual experiences with adults, the author writes, frequently turn out to be distinguished and unusually charming and attractive in their outward personalities.
And they know how to get it on later in life, you know? Like, they're the first one. They're like 12, 13. It's like, let's fucking do this thing.
Are you allowed to say, like it says, I'm the author, David Rigo. Can he write Dr. David Rigo? And they go, you're not a doctor. Okay. Okay. That's what I call myself.
He writes, citing what he claims is a scientific study from 1937. So why are these books still for sale? Now, originally, Amazon said they don't want to censor, and we can all understand that. Freedom of speech is vital in this country, and, I mean, who wants some company deciding what we can and cannot read? However, Amazon does censor some things. We checked their own policy. Here's their content guidelines for digital publishing that we found on their website. The policy says pornography, X-rated movies, home porn, and hardcore material that depict graphic sexual acts and amateur porn are not permitted. They also say they won't publish offensive material, and they define that as, quote, what we deem offensive is probably about what you would expect. This includes items such as crime scene videos, video of cruelty of animals, and extremely disturbing materials. So let me repeat that. Extremely disturbing materials they say they won't publish. Now, we wanted to talk to Amazon about their policy and tell them about these books. So we started calling them last night around 6 p.m.
Surprise,
we made
surprise.
A bunch of phone calls last night asking for a statement. And
okay, well, how about 4 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, they wouldn't let us rip them a new asshole on the record.
I couldn't believe it.
Can you believe this shit?
So I called them at their homes.
Explanation. We just wanted to talk to some human being.
So we got somebody's address and went to their house with cameras, and before they said anything, we said, we need to talk to you. Can we come in? They weren't interested.
Let me read a few of this stuff coming in on the feedback. Liz Quiz is saying, we all agree, leave them for sale and just arrest anyone who orders it.
Okay.
Newsy is saying, this is going to be on every hipster's coffee table for funsies.
Mm.
And then this guy, Kazoo Kid, there is still freedom of speech, even for those who have ideas that don't fit the norm. I don't agree with the pedo books, but they have the right to write them.
That's amazing to me. The Constitution's going to be the death of America, well, ironically.
They have the right to write that down, but Amazon...
has the right to not.
Well,
right.
Yeah, they're not censoring by saying that we don't want to carry this.
Right.
Because they could go somewhere else. They could walk out on the street and sell it themselves.
Well, let me ask you this. What about if somebody was writing about how to get away with murder? Like, really, I'm a murderer.
People have done that, right?
I think they disguise it. You know, I don't think they
how
just...
How I would have done it,
yeah,
by
right.
O.J. Simpson.
Right. But yeah, you know what? Yeah, this isn't censorship. like Adam's saying. You could still put your book out.
Yeah. He could start a website and sell it himself.
Right.
We left lots of messages last night. They never called us back. Now, remember, the only statement Amazon has ever made about this was the website Business Insider. And they were talking about that first book. It read in part, that statement read, Amazon believes it is censorship not to sell certain books simply because we or others believe their message is objectionable. Amazon does not support or promote hatred or criminal acts. However, we do support the right of every individual to make their own purchasing decisions. So they clearly have now reversed themselves on Mr. Greaves' book.
If Keith and the Girl turns into something where we have other shows on maybe a Keith and the Girl station, and we sell other people's books or CDs, what if a guest wants to have a pedophilia book? I have to have it or I'm into censorship? That's ridiculous. Of course not.
What do you think of the fact that, okay, Amazon took it down,
right?
But they're still putting this on the news, and now this guy will be found a lot easier. You know what I mean? Like,
right. I agree when I first started.
And I think Nizzy is right. Like, this guy's going to sell a lot of books now, I bet.
Right.
Yeah, because now they're going to look for it. He's going to be the main guy, the main writer for pedos.
Right. He's going to lead the conventions.
Somebody's probably going to beat the shit out of him, too.
Oh, totally. You know? But he
that's
also
what
might
you hope
be,
for. That's what you got to hope for.
Like, somebody's going to kill him.
But he also might be putting money back into the system, into
but,
their system.
But, you know, he's going to want to do... you know, get everybody together, want to have some kind of, give some kind of speech, have some kind of convention at the Hilton. Next thing you know, the Hilton's being sued because they had a convention date open but wouldn't take him. He had the money, filled out all the papers. It's America.
And as I mentioned, they took it down last night. But what about those other books? So as I said, all day today, not just last night, all day today, we tried to talk to someone at Amazon. We literally made dozens of phone calls.
I realized, by the way, I had this queued up on the website, and why I didn't get it right away is because this is different. At first, it was they had the book, the first book up. Now it's a different video, and it's saying, okay, they took that book down, but look what else if we took a little time. There's a lot of other books.
And we kept being directed to the media hotline, which no one answers. So then we just continued to leave messages. Then we decided to actually send our Seattle reporter, Patrick Ottman, to Amazon headquarters, hoping, all right, maybe someone would talk to us on camera.
I was joking when I said that. I was joking. 16 cameras, 7 boom mics. Hey, let me ask you something. Like, no. I don't even know what you're... I'm overwhelmed.
Here's what happened.
I'm looking for Amazon.com.
You what?
Looking for Amazon.com.
Oh, does it say? Uh-huh.
I'm in the right place. Here's my name. I'm with CNN. Yeah. I was trying to reach somebody at your guys' media relations department.
Okay. Could you talk more quieter and creepier? Like, I don't know why. I don't think I'm supposed to tell
he's
you.
He's trying to be non-threatening, but right. He sounds like he's about to rape her.
It's like, I told you it's Amazon, and it says on the outside of the building, Amazon.com real big.
I don't know. What's your name? Hey, what's your name tag? Christy. Hey, Christy. Hey, how you doing?
Are you from around here? What I want to ask you.
We're not allowed to have any media in here.
I'm in the lobby of the Amazon.com headquarters in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's been about an hour. I got here. They wouldn't let me
pass. He sounds chubby. Is he chubby? I can't see the screen.
Yes, he is. Yeah. You only see his face. Like, he's so covert, but yeah.
Send up my business card to the media relations department. Haven't heard any word back.
They're so happy, too. They're like, okay, I'm trying to get in. They won't let me in. That's my job for the day. They're scared of me. Hey, I'll talk to you if you would. No, never mind. Goodbye.
I'm going to check again before I leave, but really I've just been waiting here for someone to come down and talk to us.
Yeah, it's been about an hour. Is there a way to check with them again to see if, you know, they'll talk to me or not?
Okay. And of course it goes
All right, take it easy, Michael Moore. Get the fuck out of here.
The Pedophilia's Guide to Love and Pleasure, a Child Lover's Code of Conduct, was pulled from Amazon.com. After thousands of users posted angry comments and threats to boycott the site, the self-published ebook was available on the site for download until late Wednesday for $4.79.
Whoa, it's so cheap.
Company, I want it just because it's cheap.
Okay, but Keith, you said that you are concerned with CNN saying it because that draws attention to it, right?
It's strange. I didn't know there were 7 books.
Right, but now we're telling people there are 7 books. There are a lot of people who listen to our show where this
There's
is going to be their
8.
First time.
They forgot how to bang kids in the ace. And not get caught.
But what do you think about us saying it on this show? Aren't we doing exactly what CNN is doing?
No, because Adam basically told you, find this guy at the Hilton and punch him in the throat. I'm okay with it. Company spokesman Drew Hardiner would not comment on the controversy or respond to questions about the company's guidelines for digital publication. Before it disappeared from the site Wednesday night, the listing had more than 2,000 user comments. I'm real sure they were all thought out. The vast majority of them condemned the book's stated content. What about the other ones? It is illegal to molest children. Here's one comment. And for Amazon to promote such is insane. I'm an abuse survivor, and I'm outraged Amazon would choose to promote this nonsense.
Everyone's an abuse survivor now. I was looking at these comments. Oh, my daughter was raped. I got touched. Yeah, come on.
Here's the thing. How many books depict, very graphically rape and murder? It's all illegal also.
There's a difference.
The Quran, you ever heard of it?
No, I lived with Adam Brown for a while. I'm an abuse survivor. I'm an abuse survivor, and I'm outraged Amazon would choose to promote this nonsense. I will not be purchasing anything from your website until this is removed. Yeah, but I'll come back, because you guys have some good deals.
People are trying to organize like a giant boycott. Good luck.
Right, and they'll take it down.
You can't beat a good bargain.
Right. I'm not pleased, but if you take it down, I'm fine. I needed to get the new Black Ops, and you guys have the best deal.
Give me a better bargain.
Very nice thing. Who cares about pedo books? We're at war, people.
Author Philip R. Greaves II told CNN that he published The Pedophile's Guide to address what he considers unfair portrayals of pedophiles in the media. You heard him say about this.
Yeah.
True pedophiles love children and would never hurt them.
Okay. Yeah. There is nothing.
Right. There's nothing, is there?
Yeah. There's nothing.
No, if you want to hurt the kid, you're not a true pedophile. Yeah,
right. You're an asshole.
You don't love them.
Right. You know when you get a kid, you hear about these cases where you get the kids, you fuck with them for a little bit and fuck them, and then you give them back to the family. Right. You don't have to hide the body. You don't have to.
Yeah, you're teaching them how to love their parts.
Right.
You don't
be ashamed. Everyone has it.
They totally.
Mine just happens to be five times as big and have hair around it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
What? Yeah, that's this. Little kids, like, what? This doesn't feel natural. I'm like, you think giving birth is natural? And speaking of giving birth, you have anything younger than you?
Oh,
and your
God.
Friend?
You're disgusted by Mother Nature.
Greaves is 47 years old. He told CNN that he has not had sexual contact with a child as an adult, but did when he was a teenager. So who knows what that means? Keep in mind, teenager's 19.
No, we know what that means. He knows exactly how far he won't get arrested for. So he can say things like that. Who knows if he really
did. You know what? I bet he's a little pussy, too. I bet he's never even got any pedophile dick. Or pussy. I bet he's a chump. He just writes. He's all talk.
You think he's talk?
I think he's never touched an underage kid in his life.
If he said that to me, if he says I did, I'd go, prove it.
Yeah.
He also said he was introduced to oral sex when he was 7 by an older female, but did not give specifics.
Female.
A small contingent of Amazon.com users defended the author's right to free speech, like Hemdered, discussed on a site titled Why Amazon is Right. Delved into the constitutional implications of the controversy, others floated the possibility that the email was a hoax or a law enforcement trap for pedophiles. That'd be great.
No, that's not the case, though.
No, it's not.
There's no way. But by the way, let me just make it clear that just because I read that post does not mean I'm on that side.
Well, I think 99.9%, this person writes, of us object to pedophilia. I'd like to think so. I think we can all agree that we don't want someone else censoring a subject matter that we may be interested in. Religion, atheism, homosexuality, etc. are some subjects that spring to mind, and they have been censored in the past until we realize that it's best to let all information in, even if we don't like some of it, rather than allow some authority or individual decide what let some authority or individual decide what we can and can't know about based on their own motives or options. My God. My Lord.
Maybe it is kind of good, you know? It's like spotlight on you now.
No, you know what? I do. I like that people will keep an eye on this guy. I do like that.
But it's not. It's not him necessarily.
I don't know, you know what? Maybe it is an insight into his crazy ass fucking mind.
But that's just one person. It's the thousands of people that are buying this book in order to get away with something that's horrible.
Right.
He's not going, hey, these are my thoughts about pedophilia. Let's look at it from this perspective. He's going, here's how to get away with it. Here's how to get under the law. Here's how to bypass everything. Here's how to tell the kid that, no, this is okay. You know, I mean, he's teaching you how to commit crimes.
You're comparing pedophilia to religion, atheism, homosexuality. Well, like,
the classic is the Anarchist Cookbook. I mean, supposedly you get on a list if you take that out from the library, all that. That shows you how to fucking
make bombs out of anything.
And I'm fine with that.
All kinds of shit. That's okay, but you can't... How to touch... It's okay to have a book on how to blow up a ton of people, but...
Okay, let's...
Not how to...
Hey, I say none of it's okay. I'm over books. Yeah. All of them. But...
Charlotte's Web out.
That's it. All of it. Do you know what the web... Do you know what the web was? A vagina. Charlotte's vagina. Now we read
somebody
that.
Somebody Spider-Man'd up in the corner.
Yeah.
And then...
Flicked it off. Yeah. But I'm... Okay. You have the Anarchist Cookbook. Is that true? You can put on a list if you buy it, if you rent it.
That's what I heard. I don't know. This could be myth.
I like it. All right. Have your pedophilia book. Now you're on a list.
Boom.
Okay. Done.
Except that there are some people buying it. You know, like if one of us three bought it, we're not buying it to get away with something. We're buying it because it's like, what is this guy's mind about?
I'm on a list. Look into me. I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm on a list.
Exactly.
What are you going to do? Catch me not fucking children? I'm on a list. In fact, my name is Keith Malley. Dear government, I'm a registered voter in these United States of America. I sincerely mean this.
I don't rank it.
But put me on the list. See if you can catch me. See if you can catch me. Bet you can't.
Oh,
my God.
That's my stance.
You
gotta do it like this. I don't bang kids.
Good night. I'll see you at the polls.
Vote Malley.
In its form as a written piece, The Pedophile's Guide is protected under the First Amendment right to free speech as a lingual analyst. Child pornography is illegal as images, but text, which can be considered works of advocacy, has won protection in the courts under the First Amendment. That's okay. You can keep looking at things, change some things.
That's the thing. I know they're comparing it to homosexuality because people think that it should be legal. And in a way it is, because you can't get married and, you know, all this kind of nonsense. But and so that's the comparison. But holy shit. And some people do believe that homosexuality is the same disgustingness as pedophilia.
How do you rate this as a poll, by the way? That I want to know what percent of people really think, like, all right, it's not necessarily something you're into, but that doesn't mean we ban how to get away with kid fucking.
No, but the problem is Amazon's like assuming the role of the government, be like, oh, we can't censor this. Right. You're not the fucking government.
Right.
If the government said this book can't come out, that's censorship. Amazon is a seller.
And they say,
you can choose not to carry shit.
But they're also saying that they can censor it.
But they're not able to censor something.
What do you mean they're
saying
they can?
They can choose not to carry shit. They're a seller. Other people, he can sell it himself. If they choose not to sell it, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist and it can't be put out.
I agree
with you. Only the government can be like, fuck you, you can't sell this.
I agree with you. The first thing that Anderson Cooper was saying is that Amazon does have the right to not sell whatever they don't want, because if it's this material and it's material that they don't like. I think these books slide in there because self-publishing, you know, and
I guarantee you Amazon did not know a lot of these books were in there.
Yeah, that's
somebody
what I'm
clicked
saying.
Yes.
Somebody clicked yes. You go through a self-publisher, they work with Amazon, all books are just going in. They
exactly.
had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, I there's a reason why this guy isn't getting signed. Nobody wants that kind of thing, but there are other
ways.
That
wasn't
to go
Simon and
it.
Schuster.
Yeah, exactly.
There's an argument that some works of advocacy are incitement, but the courts have been very, very narrow in interpreting that as a crime. I think this one is well safe under the protection of the First Amendment. Now, that's too bad.
I have a very fucking relevant point.
Okay.
This is nuts. So, speaking of child pornography, hopefully I'm not helping somebody out here.
Okay.
This is fucking retarded.
But if you go past the school between...
On Netflix, Young was watching Pretty Baby... Starring Brooke
Young
Shields.
Young is a person's name.
Yes, Young is a person.
Your fiance.
Yeah. Yes. Is watching Pretty Baby starring Susan Sarandon and Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields in this movie is full frontal naked at the age of 15.
Brooke Shields has a lot growing up.
It's fucking ridiculous. I'm like, this is like the same day all this shit started happening with the book and everything. And Young's watching this thing on her iPad, and I'm like, first I looked over at Susan Sarandon titties.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, she had
great.
She had it going on?
Really? Oh, yeah, when she's younger?
Huh.
Amazing. So I'm like, all right, show me, hit me when there's titties.
Right.
And,
honey. Hey, honey.
And so, like, I just sensed naked out of my left
peripheral.
You
had that blue aura, right?
Yeah, I didn't get tapped, and I'm like, I look over, like,
you're both on a list.
Creepy young fucker. Yeah, I'm like, dude, get this out of there. Oh, this is not coming through our router. Like,
no, this is not. Wrong number. Yeah. Prank call.
But like I'm. Where's the backlash? Like,
there
was.
I
mean, the movie was very controversial.
People.
She plays a 12-year-old whore. She's actually 15. The actress, Brooke Shields.
People forget when time goes by. I mean, Brooke Shields had a thing going on. I don't know how old she was in Blue Lagoon, but that was a to-do at the time, and nobody cares.
Brooke Shields' mom was very, you know, tortured against her and stuff.
She's a fucking pimp.
That's pretty gross. Why would you need to have your kid full frontal at the age of 15? You know, and 15 is developed. You know, it's not prepubescent.
She was not developed.
Yeah, but it's developed in your head. At 15, you have a... You're a woman in a way. Do you know what I mean? In your
she
body.
She was not a woman. There was nothing like sexy about this.
I'm saying you should be covered at 15. What's funny is now on TV.
Wait. When are you not supposed to be covered? When you're 3 months?
That's what I'm talking about. Like right now, they cover on TV little infant baby, like, you know, newborns they're covering.
Oh, I see.
You know? And it's like, okay, I get it, because there are creepy people out there who do think, you know, a newborn baby's penis is something to, you know, look at funny. but at 15, I mean, there's even more of a reason. I don't know. Even saying that is creepy to me. It's all gross.
I see what you're saying, but...
Ooh, sorry.
Yeah, so either way, what the fuck?
If you're... I say any age. If your breasts still look like pyramids,
yes.
You're not allowed to show them on TV.
There's no grass on the fucking field.
Right. Right.
But there are girls who at age 11, 12, 13 have grass on the field. None of this should be shown.
I understand.
Grass, no grass, yeah.
Let's start with some rules, though.
Well, I mean, I never liked grass anyway, so...
I don't want to confuse people.
Even legal age, no grass,
but
okay?
That's maintenance at that point.
Right. Do your job.
This is so awkward to talk about, no? It's so gross. Because, you know, when you said that, now I'm picturing, what does she look like? Am I picturing?
What I'm picturing is... Oh, the pedophiles have just helped. And they're like going on Netflix right now. But you're going to be on a list.
How do people thank you, Adam? They email you or what do they do? By the way, speaking of Amazon, I got the new Call of Duty from them. Black Ops.
Oh, can I borrow that?
No, you can borrow it. Yes, I just got it for you. Absolutely.
Can I kill you on it later in multiplayer?
Yes. Okay. Call of Duty Black Ops sold 5.6 million copies. Not dollars, copies in 24 hours. 5.6 million, making it the biggest entertainment launch ever. Not video game launch.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
So it's times 60, basically, right?
No, but this includes movies,
for the game.
CDs, like any kind of form of entertainment.
Yeah.
So it
that
rivals...
That makes sense, though. Video games cost a lot of money now.
This breaks the previous record of 4.7 million, which Activision also had. Last year with Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. There's never been another entertainment franchise that has set opening day records for two consecutive years. The game is also on track to outperform last year's five-day global sales record, $550 million. Now, compare this to the biggest recent movie opening for it was during a weekend. It was Jackass 2. That was $50 million. That was mind-blowing. Now, this is two more days, granted, 5 days, $550 million.
And this is more than half a billion, if you want to look at it like that. Howard Stern has to work 5 years for that.
Oh, my God.
You know what? I used to think the price of video games was ridiculous.
Right.
But if you look at it over time, if you actually do play a game regularly,
right.
You know, or you finish the game, you get a lot of hours.
If you're still going to work,
compared to a movie for whatever, $12, you know, it's like you get way more than five times the movie time.
Wait, but let me make this clear, because I'm not sure if you were clear, because Adam said something and there's something on the feedback. Is it rivaling in how much they made or how much they sold?
Money.
Do you know what I mean? Is it a money thing or how many units?
Well, I'm not following both. They sold 5.6 million in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That breaks the last year's record of 4.7 million.
So it'd be 5.6 million times like $60.
Right. So what I'm saying is, for the people who are like, well, of course they're going to make more money. It costs five times as much of, as a DVD. That's not what we're talking about. It sold more units. You know, never mind the money. It sold more units than other things have.
Correct. Than anything has, mm-hmm. including their own game, which is now in second place. And they plan on breaking the old record again, which was 5 days, 550 million.
But, you know, I watch you play some of these games. They are absolutely incredible. Yeah. So much gets put into it. I was watching Keith, I don't know, this weird on a horse thing, I don't know, and he gets off the track, and the other character who's not playing with him, it's just the video game character, goes, what are you doing? You're being useless. Because they see that he's going off course. There's a response from this woman, no matter what Keith does. He takes out his gun and shoots. She goes, you're shooting at nothing. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You know, it's so now you realize, much.
You realize when you beat one of these games and the credits go on for 14
yeah.
minutes,
yeah.
you're like, holy shit, you're paying all these fucking Japanese?
The original Superman had shorter credits than these video games.
That's because they weren't given credit at the time.
We were talking about Four Loko, the drink that they're banning in a lot of states. It's caffeine and it's...
Have you guys tried it?
No, I haven't. And there's,
I have not.
It's beer and caffeine mixed together, and I don't know how anybody can deny this. It's only made to fuck you up.
This particular one.
This particular drink. Yeah.
Well, because there's a lot of controversy in what's happening to people after they drink it.
Well, the ban on Four Loko was the poll. Your choice is understandable or unjust. 38% of people saying understandable. 62% are pro-pedophilia.
Stop that.
And saying that it's unjust. Everything for everybody, this world, right? Beer Chick. We know her, of course. She ran a brewery. She's working at her own brewery play. Oh, but she's the nerd of beers. Queen nerd of beers.
She really does have a degree in beer. Well, I don't know what that's called, but she studied it and she knows in hops and all this shit.
A professor of mixology.
Yes.
Beer Chick says products like Four Loko really ruin things for the rest of the industry. By banning all caffeinated alcoholic beverages, it totally fucks brewers in the craft industry who want to make an artistical product like coffee-infused beers. So yeah, some people are going, all right, little caffeine, little this. It's a real thing for them. You know, it's not for me. I'm into Budweiser, Coors is just fine.
But she's not even talking about caffeine. She's talking about, hey, what would beer taste like with coffee? Not even like, hey, how about let's jack this up with caffeine?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Now, you have these other people. They're just making a drink to get you shit. There's no, mm-hmm. They're not wearing a chef's hat, the people behind Four Loko. When craft brewers put coffee in the beer, it is done with the intent of bringing together the two flavors, which complement each other and make a unique and interesting product. It is meant to be enjoyed and savored, not to slam back and get wasted. One incredible beer that would be squashed because of this bullshit is the Founder's Breakfast Stout. These companies that just dump straight caffeine and other crap in their beer make it taste like soda and look like an energy drink. Like, what was one of those? What's that orange? Sparks. That's one that's fairly recent. Look like an energy drink are obviously producing a product that is geared toward young kids, I agree, and meant to just straight fuck you up. So for those reasons, I actually have to vote against the ban because the ban is vague and encompasses much more than just Four Loko. Craft breweries already... Then be specific.
Oh, see, I didn't
know. I'm fine with Four Loko being specific. Yeah, they're saying it's because of Four Loko, but they're saying ban Four Loko. In fact, ban all these caffeinated drinks.
I didn't know that, and I voted it was unjust. Had I known, because I was voting for... Oh, wait, no. Never mind. But if you want to ban this particular thing, okay, but you can't just ban, you know, mixing things.
Right, I agree. And I
took them?
Yes.
Why?
Right. Very good point, Adam.
And I also put but I also
if you buy it, you're an asshole and fucking drink it till you're dead.
And that's what I think also, you know, not that there is moderation. It doesn't seem like there's moderation in this thing. But, you know, Coca-Cola is bad for you. I get the difference. Hmm? Red Bull. What the fuck is good for you in Red Bull?
Well, it's the same people. And you know they're voting for this pedophilia thing. Just because you don't understand
Stop
it.
Stop comparing I'm not. That.
I am, because it's the same people that everything should be fine. Rate 8 should sell crack. You fuck yourself up? Fuck it. Personal responsibility.
Yeah. No, caffeine's legal. Alcohol is legal.
People think this way.
Caffeine's legal. Alcohol is legal.
Craft breweries already have way too much to fight and have some of the strictest and most obscure laws lobbied against them because big breweries, distributors, and Bible thumpers can all profit off of fucking the little guy. So we don't need yet another law that hinders our industry from making creative products. If I had it my way, they would be able to make a distinction between the caffeinated alcoholic beverages that are craft beer and those that are Four Loko. There's no way to do that, though, you know? If I had my way...
Isn't there? There is, because you can say, okay, you can have but so much caffeine with but so much alcohol.
Yeah, it's like you got beer and then you got malt liquor.
Yeah. How about that?
Malt liquor gets you drunk quicker.
I can appreciate some art, but this Andy Warhol bullshit...
Ban it.
Ban it. Yes. Well, that sounds ridiculous, doesn't it? That's the same thing you have here.
Exactly. So you're on my side. You're saying don't ban Four Loko, right?
I'm saying, yeah, they can ban it. I'm fine with it. If I had it my way, they would be able to make a distinction between the two.
I bet you got some Four Loko drinkers in your fan base.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what's his face? Ethan is writing in, don't do it.
Yeah.
It fucked him up.
If Four Loko got banned, your show would get banned.
Don't do... Right, who's next? You know? First it's the Jews. Then it's the Polish.
Some of the content that goes on here.
I mean, we just talked about pedophilia.
You said don't do it. You're saying don't... The guy's saying don't drink Four Loko.
Yeah, I saw the pictures. Newsy... He was staying... Ethan was staying with Newsy for like a month with Newsy and Kyle. And he drank Four Loko. And then Newsy took pictures of the aftermath and posted it on Facebook.
MJG saying if they banned it, people would just... people would buy Red Bull and vodka at a bar. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't.
It's more expensive. I've never seen... for example, Kyle buy Red Bull and vodka because it's right. Way too expensive, but he has bought Four Loko. But still, I still think that he needs to make the decision of drinking Four Loko.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not even bother, though. Nowadays, you mix a 5-hour energy and a vodka, and you need like 2-3 5-hour energies. That's 15-hour energy, and that's like that's $9 right there just for... people are drinking 5-hour energy.
Do you really need those three
things
of them?
Actually kick your ass a little bit.
They work. It's the only thing
that
works
for me. I think
they
actually do work.
That's scary because it's a tiny little bottle.
It is.
Over 8,000% of your B12s.
Is that what fucks you up?
It must
they
be.
Work.
I don't understand how you guys are so okay with drinking any energy drink that just gets put in your hand.
I'd rather drink a 5-hour energy than a Red Bull.
I understand that, but you have drunk Red Bull. You have drunk other things. Keith has drunk Monster. I have never drunk an energy drink before
I don't drink
in my
Monster.
Life.
I don't like the M. I don't like the can.
But I've never done it just because I'm so scared. It smells like... It smells wrong.
Red Bull smells like
chemical.
Delicious. It smells like
candy.
It smells like blue raspberry blow pops.
It smells like it's good. I've never even tasted it. It just freaks me the fuck out. I used to work with this girl, so retarded. She drank it like it was water. Really, like I think.
The amount of sugar in those is disgusting.
And yeah, and she was overweight by a lot. And then she's so retarded. She's like, I don't know why, but I can't sleep at night. And I go, how many of these do you have a day? And I know that I'm not exaggerating, and I know that I'm off by giving her a less amount. She says at least 5, but I believe it was more than that. I said, do you have, you know, she buys it by the carton, you know what I mean? And I go, do you think it has anything to do with this? And she goes, no, I don't think so. I've always had trouble sleeping.
It's probably the diabetes.
Well, Bear Chick is saying, you know, people aren't going to tell the distinction between art and this bullshit. Because I don't support what Four Loko is doing, and I'm pissed they are ruining it for the responsible and respectable sector of the industry out there. There's a lot of shit that, I don't know. Hey, I'm not, let's see. Maybe it sounds like I'm being ridiculous. But I think you got these people saying, I'm going to put the two together. The pedophilia book, it's your right. Sell whatever the fuck you want in a store. It's all right. Can you have a drink called Poison? It says on there for consumption. Then on under it, it's poison, not for consumption.
But can you at least...
Cigarettes.
Can you at least, yeah.
So can you?
No, but can you at least see the difference that pedophilia is hurting someone else, A, and that someone else is a child whose brain hasn't developed fully yet?
I don't
want to
get sucked into this. I don't. Even if I'm the one doing it. You're drinking, it's only hurting yourself.
Do you want to get sucked in or not? I mean, you can't just go, I don't want to talk about this. Here's my last point.
And obviously, it affects other people and people die. Case dismissed.
All right.
Right? You can't. Go ahead. Suck me in.
No.
You got me.
We're going to argue for days. I know your point. You know mine. We disagree.
What's your point, though? Seriously.
My point, don't compare this to pedophilia. You're
That's a very good point.
I'll tell you why. 21 and over, you're drinking it, and you should drink it responsibly. At 21 and over, you shouldn't be touching kids at all. You can drink a few sips of Four Loko. You can't drink a few sips of some kid. There's a difference.
They don't even have sips. They're underage.
Kenda, that's gross.
Disgusting.
Wow, that is gross. And by the way, okay, if you do a little scientific test, I'll be satisfied. Sit down. I want to see anybody take a few sips of Four Loko. That was good. I'd like to see that. According to... here's a story, by the way. This is kind of funny. This happened in South Carolina, and a cop was writing down the report of something he did, and he wrote it down wrong, and so the news ended up carrying the story all fucked up. Now, it's still weird. Don't get me wrong. A naked South Carolina man who had a mouse lodged in his rectum was arrested Saturday night after he allegedly burglarized a home and later attacked officers responding to a call about the break-in. Noah Smith, 24, slapped, kicked, and tried to bite the deputies that came in. He was pepper sprayed, tasered, baton had to be used. The guy was out of control. Deputies noticed that the guy later told doctors that he didn't even recall fighting with the law enforcement officers. He was in the hospital room, and this is in the report. Quote, the physician noted a mouse could hanging from male subject's rectum. X-rays shown part of the mouse was lodged in the male subject's rectum. A police representative found out later that could was a typo, and it should have been cord. They noticed a mouse cord hanging from the male rectum. So the guy's like going, no! Everybody thinks I put a mouse in my ass. I didn't. Computer mouse!
I see there's a difference. A live or dead mouse.
Well, which end, though, too? Like the USB or the fucking actual mouse?
I think the actual mouse.
Yeah, I think the actual mouse was in his ass. The cord
was like the novelty 8-ball mouse. Is it...
the new Microsoft one that's like the size of your fist?
Yeah, is it a trackball? Ugh.
Space for your thumb and your fingers to be comfortable. You know what? I don't know. Like the mouse, I'm like, all right, I've heard things.
Like gerbils.
We all know what Richard Gere did. You know, okay, I guess something's up there and it feels good somehow. But I don't see how you got a computer mouse up there. You're arguing with somebody online? Fuck you, watch what I do. You're at my ass now. I don't know what could have happened. A mouse, it's like, all right,
maybe
I get why you did it.
That's how he navigates.
Squish once, squish a butt once for regular click and twice for double click.
Tick, no, left one. Tick, tick, no, god damn it.
That's how he does his butt exercises.
Buns
of steel.
Should have read the directions. Police have arrested an Arizona man who they say was throwing oranges at planes at a Phoenix area airport.
Wait, when is... Did he drink Four Loko?
He was in
what do you think is going to happen?
Right, he was in an orange grove. Yeah, I'm sure drugs are not in any of these
stories.
Is he
throwing them at planes?
Yeah.
And is he?
Yeah.
In the airplanes?
Yeah. He's 33 years old. He's sitting in an orange grove throwing things at planes. He had a green jug to his lips and had been sniffing spray paint. He admitted throwing the oranges and told officers he didn't understand why it's a big deal. Police say he was extremely jittery, had a mouse cud up his ass.
See, that's I could see getting arrested for that, like when I was like in my teens.
Right, not 33.
No, not 33.
But Adam,
when you're in your teen, you throw shit. You know,
I get that.
Used to throw things.
But Adam, when we were 15. There was no Al-Qaeda. There was Al-Qaeda, I'm sure of it, but there was no big thing about airports and you have to take your shoes off and you can't bring this on the plane.
That's true.
And, you know,
I walked over the Manhattan Bridge over a construction site and hung out for a couple hours in high school.
At this point, everybody knows what an airplane means.
I would have a SWAT team.
Yeah. Even as a 15-year-old, you're not going to chuck anything at an airplane thinking, it's an airplane, who cares?
I don't know, though. I remember I used to eye him. I was in when I was growing up.
I'm being told on the feedback that Adam and Eve now sells a mouse for your ass. Use promo code asshole.
Or KATG.
A California judge resigned after a judicial oversight committee found she used her courtroom to shoot a reality show pitch and frequently made off-color jokes from the bench. For example, once she told a defendant that he would be screwed if he didn't follow terms of probation, saying, quote, we don't offer Vaseline for that. You can't talk like Judge Judy, I guess, if you're a real judge.
Yeah,
I don't know.
How do you not know the difference with all you
don't
had to go
through?
Don't piss
on my leg and act like I won't fuck you up the ass without no Vaseline.
You can't do that.
With everything that you had to do to become a real judge, not a judge on TV.
Well, those that's true. Yeah, the TV judges
no,
are not judges.
They're mediators.
Judge Joe Brown didn't, I don't think he passed the bar.
I think he is an attorney, but I don't think he had to go through what you need to go through to become a real life judge.
I think he maybe passed the pipe. The crack pipe.
By the way, talking about Andy Warhol, he broke a record. He sold a black and white Coke bottle. You know how he paints. He takes the Campbell's soup can and he makes it red and yellow and green.
Oh, you're going to get so angry about this, aren't you?
Now, this I get. This
you're
I gonna
get. You're going to get so angry.
No, I understand this. Because, see, what he did, nobody did this before Andy Warhol did it. And he took things that you recognize now. And you go, I know a soup can. And he goes, well, here's the soup can.
Would it look cool on your wall?
In six different colors.
Would it look cool on your wall?
When you bought it at a garage sale for a $10 poster?
Any way you look at it, would it look really good on your wall?
I don't think so.
I would sooner go back to putting 40 labels on my walls.
I don't think, why Campbell's soup you need it on your wall?
I don't know.
What is it?
I don't think
what,
it might look good.
How did I? The things that I put on my wall, I would think they make me feel a certain way. Campbell soup doesn't make me feel like right. $1 million.
It'd make me feel like a douche.
Yeah.
Well, he sold a black and white Coke bottle for $33.3 million.
Was there Coke filled in it, like the white stuff, not the Coca-Cola? Because then I can understand.
And another piece of artwork, a depiction of. A multi-image depiction, so you probably get her in yellow and red and green. And Elizabeth Taylor sold for $63.4 million.
Did she get
and
a
that
cut?
Set a record for him. Now, why? Why? He's the artist. He put her in yellow and red and green and blue.
That's so weird.
That's art. Now, that I get. Picasso, I don't get it. What can I tell you? But this I get. It's stuff I know. It's a bowl of fruit in yellow and green and blue.
Think about it.
Nobody's done that before. That's very clever. Take it in, Keith. Take it in.
He made you think a little bit, though.
Not really. That's the one thing I don't think about.
You're getting angry, so you're obviously thinking.
Oh, with this fucking
yeah, he got
thing.
You. If no. He got you.
If you no. Get angry. Later on, I'll punch Adam in the face. I'm
he
gonna do,
got you.
I'm going to do some art.
He already got you.
Adam represents all artists.
Andy Warhol is your favorite artist now. Of all of them.
I think he's amazing.
Is Andy Warhol
he does it. He does it just like you like it. He paints it exactly as it is, right? Because if you go outside of that, then you're Picasso and you're a dickhead. How am I supposed to even know? Your eyes over here, your legs over here. You don't look like a woman. But then you do a perfect thing of a woman. Oh, I already seen that.
Now, let me tell you guys something.
That's Adam's impersonation of Keith.
Right. Let me tell you something. Adam drank a Four Loko today. Now, if that doesn't prove my point, I don't know what does. You know what Hemda picked up today, by the way?
By the way, is this guy's Andy Warhol still alive that he's putting out new art like this?
No, he's been dead since the 80s.
So, I don't know.
Whoever owned it sold it.
Okay.
And it set a record.
All right.
Look what Hemda got me today. Ed Hardy beer.
I'm sorry.
That's only how cool you are.
Now this I like. This is art. It's a tiger.
It looks pretty much like a tiger, except a little more badass.
Right. It's got flames and a rose.
Are you tasting that now?
Yeah, I'm tasting it.
Yeah. There's one for you too.
Is it a lager? I don't give a shit.
It's a lager.
Pass it.
I got one for Adam and one for Keith. They were on sale for 99 cents each.
You said
it's premium. It's a premium beer.
You're saying lager. It's a liger.
Oh.
Half lion, half tiger.
By Kristen Audigia.
Mm-hmm. Ed Hardy by Kristen Audigia.
Now, you guys already drank a little bit. Does that ruin your palate? And
I see product of Mexico on the side of this bottle.
What do you think?
No, it doesn't. We were drinking Coors Light before. That's like water, so it doesn't affect.
Hmm. Tastes like farts.
Tastes like a douche.
we're in the same neighborhood.
Now, are you promoting it like pedophilia or
holy
what?
Holy shit.
Holy shit, what?
Not good.
Not good?
You're not a fan?
It's farty.
Ed Farty. Kanda, tell people once again about bingo.
Bingo is this Sunday, the 14th, from 6 to 9:30 at Bowery Poetry Club. If you need more details, go to keithandthegirl.com/events. And also, While we're here, Keith's book is still on pre-sale, which means that any book bought now will be signed by Keith. There are limited first edition copies, so buy now. Books will be sent on a first-come, first-served basis and will be mailed out, will be starting to be mailed out the first week of December. And right now, there are discount codes available at keithandthegirl.com/store. Buy the book and order Keith and the Girl merchandise with the discount codes.
Do both.
Right?
There you go. By the way, I was just thinking this. Andy Rooney's eyebrows anger me. Is that art?
If you drew them, then it would be.
Done. $6 million. I'll take $6 million for this.
It's been done.
That's all I could tell you today. That really is. That's everything. I will mention this, though. The show is sponsored by www.thelittlelines.com. The Little Lines is a folk rock group from Canada. Their first independent self-titled EP is now available for download for free on their website. Check out www.thelittlelines.com
triple dub
for music, upcoming shows, and more. And we'll catch you guys next week. Have a great weekend. KeithandTheGirl.com.